Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, kids are finally going back to school today after 2 days of school being canceled due to no power and being super cold. So when I tell you the questions were rapid fire over the last 2 days with Carter, you would not believe the stuff he threw out at me.
You must be mentally and emotionally exhausted, Kelly.
Surprisingly, though, the one he landed on for Carter's question, Guy, I really think you're going to like today's.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
For Carter's questions, this can make you hungry. What's your favorite restaurant?
I already know yours. Is it Tsunami Shrimp?
Red Robin.
All the way.
What's yours, Colt?
McDonald's.
You love yourself a Happy Meal.
And what's yours, Mom?
Mine is a place called La Paloma. It's a Mexican restaurant out in Laverne. It's so good.
Can we go to Red Robin tonight?
You would want to go for dinner, huh?
Please.
We would eat at Red Robin every single night if it was up to Carter.
Can I just say Red Robin is underrated? Oh, terrific, yeah. Garlic fries, great burgers, good drinks, relatively affordable. I'm a Red Robin fan.
Oh, and have you ever had the Tsunami Shrimp?
I haven't had it there.
It's actually really, really good.
Okay, out of all the restaurants, if I could only eat at one restaurant... Is that sort of the question?
Yeah, what's your favorite restaurant? Like, someone's asked you, you get to pick wherever you want to eat tonight. Where are you going?
Very bougie, Mastro Steakhouse.
Why, I should have known this. You and your bougie taste. I've never eaten at Mastro's, so tell me, what makes it so good?
It is unbelievable. You're going to spend money, but I've said I will spend money on a good steak. Mm-hmm. Steak is my favorite food. That's where my money is going. It has the best steak of any steakhouse I've been to. The drinks are expensive, absolutely phenomenal. The sides are delicious. The servings are big. Every Mastro's I've gone to around America, I've gone to the one in Costa Mesa here, I've gone to one in Newport Beach here, I've gone to one in Beverly Hills years ago even.
How much are you getting paid? Are you getting more than I do?
It's called credit cards, Kelly. don't listen to me. It's Mastro Steakhouse.
Okay. We want to hear from you for Carter's question. If you can pick any restaurant to go eat to, what is your favorite restaurant? You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
Thanks a lot, Cardi. Your question's made me hungry.
Oh, come on. You're always hungry.
Oh, this has made me exceptionally hungry. Carter's question of the day was your favorite restaurant. His is Red Robin. I can't hate that. I love a good burger at Red Robin.
He doesn't even do the burger. That's the funny thing. He gets the Tsunami Shrimp. He could eat his weight in Tsunami Shrimp.
Their garlic fries are unbelievable as well.
So good. And seeing people weigh in on their favorite restaurants, they are all over the place. We have a lot of people texting in about Texas Roadhouse. I think their rolls have a lot to do with that.
I've said no to their rolls these days because I'm full before my ribeye comes.
Oh,
it's a problem.
No.
I eat like 10 of them.
I'm shocked right now that you turned down food.
I have no self-control.
951, I think this is interesting. They actually listed two, Wood Ranch or Chili's.
Different sort of restaurants.
Very different restaurants.
Wood Ranch is really good. I think Wood Ranch is underrated. Not a lot of people know about it.
That's one I forget about. I'm like, oh yeah, we should have gone there.
There's one in Corona if you want to try it out.
Eileen in Norco, where is your favorite restaurant?
Probably Lucille's.
Ooh, Lucille's. I just ate there the other day. It was actually really good. What's your go-to there?
Pork.
Anything pork. Oh.
All right.
Guy, that sounds like an answer you would give. Anything pork.
I can't deny that.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Phoenix from San Jacinto.
Phoenix in San Jacinto. First of all, how old are you?
11 years old.
11 years old. All right. I like seeing the kids' version of their favorite restaurant versus the adults.
Here we go.
Where are you going to, Phoenix?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
You know, I hit up Olive Garden Phoenix on New Year's Eve by myself, and I feasted. It was amazing.
Is it the breadsticks or the pasta?
The breadsticks and the pasta. I also like the lasagna.
The lasagna. The lasagna.
And dipping the breadsticks in the lasagna. Oh, my God. A carb fest, but you'll be happy.
Oh, no. You got to dip the breadsticks in the Italian dressing.
And then the pasta, too. The pasta sauce. Brittany and Norco, tell us your favorite restaurant.
All right, so kind of with Guy on this one. It is a little bougie, but it's a place called Fleming's. It's near the Bass Pro Shops in Rancho.
Fleming Steakhouse.
Yeah. Best steak ever.
Okay, have you gone on a Tuesday night?
No, I only go out on the weekends. I work too much.
They have a tomahawk special that night, and it is unbelievable, and it is cheap compared to a bougie steakhouse.
Tomahawk Tuesdays?
Tomahawk Tuesday, yes. You got to try it out. It's amazing.
I haven't been there in a long time, but back when I used to serve, Fleming's always had the best happy hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What was the steakhouse? You said Mastro's was
Mastro's.
Your favorite.
It's the best in the world. It is the best. Go to Mastro's, but be prepared to spend a lot of money, Kelly.
Mine, if you want good Mexican food, is a place called La Paloma. It's out in Laverne. It is so good.
I've got to try that. I haven't heard about it. A few other people are saying some places I haven't tried as well, like Viva Madrid in Claremont.
Ooh, okay. That sounds good. You can weigh in now on K-Frog's Instagram. Look for K-Frog Radio.